Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is cold outside, but maybe it is cold outside. It doesn't take long, and I thought, you know, I had a pair of jeans on yesterday. I have a pair of jeans on today, but it seemed like I was almost naked when I walked outside. It didn't make any difference. It is cold. I guess it's winter. We're going to have to deal with it until springtime comes, but springtime will come. We have Don Carricker with us today of iwantagreathomeloan.com, iwantagreathomeloan.com. And last time we had him on a few weeks back, we talked about, he gave like 10 steps of how we could improve ourselves financially, something that we could do here at the first of the year. We had some really good questions from you out there, and we wanted to kind of repeat that. I don't know if we'll repeat what information he's going to give you, but it was good information last week, and he kind of piqued my curiosity with some of the things he was telling us. Don, we welcome you back.
I know. Oh my gosh.
It is
my truck
cold.
Wouldn't even start, and it's not not the battery. I cranked it over numerous times. I think the fuel lines are frozen or something.
Oh, seriously.
So
oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I was texting you earlier. It was -4 down here in Springfield, so we've actually come up 4 times. We've increased our temperature 4 times now. So
it's zero,
we're at zero. Yeah.
You know, I don't know what we're at. I can't see from here. I'm right across the street from a bank, and they have the thermostat and clock up there, and I look at it. And we were -2 when you said you were -4, so we were just having a heat wave here.
I can't believe you were warmer than we were. I mean, you're farther up north. Did you have much snow?
Yeah, we had a little bit of snow.
Yeah, we got about 3 inches.
Yeah. That might be what we've got all together. I don't know.
Crazy, crazy weather.
I like to stay out of it. I like to stay in. I did have to go, and I have appointments several times this week that I have to run to Jeff City for, which I thought when I got Christmas out of the way, you know, that I could stop running and I could actually spend time in the office, but it landed this week. I have several appointments in Jeff City, so I'll be running in the cold back and forth to Jeff City, and it takes like forever for the car to warm up in this weather. You just get to your destination and you have to turn it off again. So
if you get to Jeff City, make sure you go up to the Capitol and you give them heck, okay?
Yeah.
All of us.
They don't listen to me.
I would get enough people yelling at them, they'll listen. They don't like the way the wind blows strong against them.
You know, and that is something that I have been talking about, and I have the DC switchboard that I'm constantly throwing out to my listeners. You need to keep it on speed dial. I don't even have speed dial anymore, but you need to keep it in your phones. You need to have the DC occupier's number because, you know, Don, like I said, presidents come and presidents go, but Congress stays.
Yep, and what they give us, they can take us away, can't they?
And they take us a lot away.
Well, they just did. That actually brings up a point that I wanted to make regarding our conversation last time.
Mm-hmm.
The tax laws, I got a warning call from my accountant. And two things that people need to be aware of that you may or may not be aware of, especially if you do your own tax return, you need to be aware of this. If you are a W-2'd employee, and you have a form that you fill out every year called an unreimbursed employee business expenses. If you fill that out every year, that form is going away for 2018. So not when you do your taxes for 17. That everything still stays the same. But when you go to do your taxes this time next year in 19, you will not be able to take any of those unreimbursed employee business expense deductions. And so I'm having to revamp my entire advertising, my entire taking anybody out to lunch, everything, because it is no longer because I'm an employee, it's no longer going to be tax deductible.
Oh, my gosh. You're not throwing us out with the tax code, are you?
I'm revamping everything.
I have to.
I want to support as many people that are conservative as I can.
But you can only
looking at that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. The other thing that's changing, and this is very important to anybody and everybody listening, I don't care, coast to coast, if you have a second mortgage, a home equity line of credit second mortgage, that's no longer going to be tax deductible either. So what that means is you should call me or any, you know, whoever you do your loan lending with, your home lending, but feel free to call me.
And get it all on one.
And find out, get it all on one. Exactly. Very good. Get it all put under one loan, a first mortgage, and it will remain tax deductible. But like I said, what they give it, they can take it away, and they took it that away from us. You know, they gave us some things. The standard deduction is getting huge. You know, it went up to $24,000 for a married couple filing jointly. But if you have a huge amount of expenses as an employee, that's not going to make up the difference. So it's interesting times, and you really need to talk to your accountant, talk to your loan officer, call me. My number is 417-844-5370. That's 417-844-5370. Or you can check me out on the Internet, iwantagreathomeloan.com, and you can look up that and get information there. But it's going to be an interesting year. 2018, I think, is going to be a good year, but you have to learn what you need to do to make the tax laws work best for you for this year and start doing it now. Don't wait until you're, you know, in August or September.
I guess that's part of putting it all on a postcard, huh?
Oh, I wish they would. I wish they'd just get rid of all this crap and just do a fair tax. Let us have a fair tax. Let the illegal aliens pay the taxes. Let the criminals pay taxes, because it would all be a sales tax, and everybody buying new stuff would pay it, and it would be so much easier. So come on, Donald Trump, let's make this easy. You know, I really am giving up on any kind of tax reform, because they just passed this, so they feel their job's done.
Oh, yeah.
So we're not going to get anything for many, many, many
years.
They're
patting themselves on the back because they gave certain people favors, and, you know, the American people should be happy with the little pittance they threw our way.
And Yeah, we're just – you ever watch Monty Python?
Yes, I had.
The Holy Grail.
Yes.
And when the king's riding by and they're groveling down in the slop, and he says, I'm your king. Well, I didn't vote for you. That's how I feel. I feel like we're just the peasants groveling in the muck, paying our taxes, and the kings and queens in Hollywood and in Congress, they come riding by in their clean outfits going, well, you need to do more for us.
Oh,
and
no.
That's just how I feel. It's frustrating.
Well,
I can help.
It's absolutely the way they're treating us. And, of course, you know, we've got all of them calling our president all kinds of names. And they're going to boycott the State of the Union address. And I have told the listeners they need to be angry about that. And we won't get into that now. That has nothing to do with finances. But it has everything to do with them not representing us.
Yeah, being an American, if any Republican does that, I could see being angry. But quite honestly, I would love to have the Democrats not show up for that, because all it does is paint them as the people that they are. And more people, I think, will see that they are excluding themselves from mainstream America.
Every one of them that has come out and said this, calling the president a racist, are people of color, Americans of color. So he is a white president, so I'm seeing this as a racist move on their part.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's been that way since he was elected. They have refused to acknowledge that the American people elected him. Uh-oh. I hear music.
I hear music.
We're going into a break. We want to hear from you. 877-895-5410. Don's going to have some more information for us when we come back. 877-895-5410. We're listening to Don Carricker. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're visiting today with Don Carricker. You can go to his website at iwantagreathomeloan.com. That's iwantagreathomeloan.com. And we will be right back. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carriker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Don Carriker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com. And it seems like we need to have one great home loan, not two or three great home loans. And so we need to combine those. If you've got more than one mortgage out there, you need to combine those. Give him a call at 417-844-5370. But wait a minute. Till he's done talking to me. just give him a few minutes. Or you could call right here and ask him, 877-895-5410. You don't have to give personal information, just in generality. 877-895-5410. What else is going on, Don? Because I really appreciate the fact that you keep up with this, because, confession, I do not.
I don't know of anybody that keeps up with this kind of stuff on a day-to-day basis, and we have a hard time when the laws are changing so much trying to keep up with it ourselves. But it has slowed down, and it looks like the pendulum, thank goodness, is swinging back to where it's getting a little bit more realistic. I read an article, actually saw a video blog about the CFPB. Is anybody familiar out there with the CFPB?
No.
That stands for the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. It was a bureaucracy, a new, brand new bureaucracy created when the Dodd-Frank banking law went into effect after the mortgage crisis. And very few people know about it. Michelle Bachmann talked about it quite a bit when she was running for president, and she was the only one that talked about repealing Dodd-Frank, is what everybody calls it.
Right.
Repeal Dodd-Frank. And the CFPB was run by one Hitler person called Cordray, David Cordray, Cordray, and remember that name, Cordray, because he left, just recently left the CFPB, and he is now going to run for governor of Ohio. And we need to make sure he does not become the governor of Ohio, because he has welded a huge amount of power in the CFPB. When you hear about Wells Fargo getting sued by the CFPB, you hear about Chase, everybody and his brother has been sued for billions upon billions of dollars by the CFPB, one-man show, David Cordray. And all that money has gone into the Treasury, and no one knows where it's going to. It's just unaccounted for. And we're talking billions of dollars here. And if you call your representative, they can't tell you where the money's gone either. And they have literally lost billions of dollars. It could have been some of the money that Obama sent over to Iraq illegally. Remember when he took a, you know, he had pallets of cash that he sent over to Iraq and Iran, I forget. I'm sorry, it was Iran. But when he sent money over to them, it was basically totally illegally. And it's something that if any one of us sent $100 over there, we'd be put in jail, because it was a sanctioned country. So it's amazing what has been going on. But make a long story short, Trump appointed somebody to take over David Cordray's place in the CFPB. But before David Cordray left, he appointed his own successor. And there was a big fight. There was a lawsuit twice.
I remember that.
There you go. Now you kind of remember what I'm talking about. And Trump has won. And what's neat about Trump winning that is that there have been zero actions taken since Trump appointed this new person in charge of the CFPB. No action has been taken. He's basically cut off their legs, put a man in charge, and that is not doing anything, which is great. Yes, to make sure nothing gets done. They ought to just get rid of the whole bureaucracy, because these people are totally illegal. When it comes to running their own show, they were brought up on charges of discrimination when they had their first reviews. They've only been around for about 8 years. But when they had their first reviews of their employees, they were brought up on charges of discrimination, because they were giving higher reviews and better money, better pay to the non-minorities than they did to the minorities. And so you know what they did to solve that? Nobody went to jail. CFPB was not fined. What'd they do? They said, I'm sorry, and they gave the maximum raise to every single employee. Isn't that a great way to run a business?
I bet nobody in Congress is boycotting them.
Well, they're not doing anything because they can't. They're not run by the Congress. That's the whole point. They're not overseen by Congress. When it was created, Obama created it very well, and he put it under the Treasury Department. So he had full control. And I'm sorry, the Federal Reserve. They're under the Federal Reserve.
That's right.
And so
that's right.
Yeah. So they
now it's all coming
control.
Back to me. It's all coming back. And
yeah.
The Federal Reserve, we need to do away with. You know, that usually gets people shot.
Yeah, we need to at least audit
but
them.
We do need to get away with them. We need to do away with them. We need to audit them big time. But we need to go back to the gold standard in this nation, and we need to start getting a grip on our own economy instead of this debt that we seem to be run by.
Yeah, it's an important fact that China is still holding so much of our debt. And everybody says, oh, they can't do anything about that because they need us. They need our economy to buy their stuff. That is true. For right now, I believe that is true. But they have more than a billion people that live in China. That's a lot bigger of an economy than ours. Once theirs gets going and becomes more capitalistic, which it is every day, and once they have those billions of people buying their own products, they won't need us anymore. And we will become the Great Britain of the world. Great Britain, remember, used to be the superpower.
That's right.
And then Russia used to be one of the superpowers. And remember when Reagan, you know, took care of them, they were no longer a superpower. You know, they pretty much went bankrupt. And who's to say that same thing can't happen to us? So be prepared. Do your due diligence. Get all your financial ducks in a row, make it so that you're not massively in debt. Get rid of your second mortgage. You know, roll it into your first so that you don't have to worry about them not being able to let you have it be tax deductible. Get some gold, get some silver, you know, some other things where if our dollar goes kaput, you have something to fall back on.
You have backup. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
so,
and you know,
we had anybody?
Go ahead.
I was just wondering if we had anybody calling in at all.
No, we don't have anybody yet. I'm going to give the number again.
Everybody's still frozen.
They are. They probably got their pipes frozen. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. When we had that cold snap last time, the job my husband was on, they had some pipe freeze, so he had to run down there, and that was during Christmas when we were, that was the weekend of the 6th, because he had to disappear.
Oh.
We were having Christmas with our kiddos, he had to disappear for a little while and get a plumber in there to take care of it, and the plumber said they'd had a lot of it, and I guess, you know, we had a pretty mild winter last year, so I guess people mm-hmm. weren't ready or something. Anyway, it's colder today than it was 2 weeks ago, so...
Yeah, and tonight's going to be cold again. But I, you know what I love about Missouri? We're going to be down here. We're going to be up to 60 on Saturday.
See, I'm coming down your way because I'm not sure how
I just love,
going to get here.
I just love weather like that because at least, you know, I can handle the cold, but I can't handle it all winter long.
Well, the good
and
news.
When it, you get a break.
The good news, if we keep this cold weather, and I think we surely have surpassed it by now, I think it's a week or 2 weeks that it kills all the larvae for those Japanese beetles that we've been fighting the last several years.
That would be good.
That's the good news. We read that in the paper here a while back. We do have a caller. We have Roger from New Mexico. Roger, how are you today?
Just fine. Yeah, this is very interesting what you guys are talking about. I know that nothing is ever black and white. And I know that there's always good if you look for it. I got to say one good thing about Consumer Financial Protection Agency. When I got wiped out in the 2008 stock market crash, I was in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I had to use credit cards to get myself back to New Mexico.
Mm.
That's how bad it got. I went into debt about $60,000. Thanks to CFPA, wow. I am almost out of debt because I put all my debt under the CFPA and a company called CESI. There's other companies that work operate under that. But when Senator Warren says she's trying to help the middle class, I know she's a socialist. That's no damn good. But she did this one good thing for me and my family, which is I put all of my credit cards into the CESI. They took the interest rate down to 10%, some of them 0%, where I'd been paying 30%. A big difference.
And I think that's different than the CFPB, though. We're going into a break, so hang on.
It's part of it.
Hang on, Roger.
It's part of it.
Okay, hang on if you can. Don, can you hang on just a little bit?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I'm here.
All right. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're visiting today with Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com. That's IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com. And Roger has some good points, and we're going to meet those when we come back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
A Moment from a Founding Father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with John Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com. That's IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com. He's got lots of information. He says he's a teacher by heart, and he likes to teach, and he likes to keep people informed about what's going on. And we need that. We need somebody else that's watching certain windows for us, because we just can't see them all. And we have Roger on the phone, and I'm going to let Don address what Roger was telling us as we went into the break.
Hey, Roger, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Great. You were talking about credit card debt, and unfortunately, that's something that I don't get too far into. But how did they help you with that? You went into a program, a repayment program, where they lowered the interest rate down to zero or made it minimal, and you're paying back all the debt.
Here's what happened was they open an account for you. You have to have at least $10,000 in debt. So I put all my credit cards I used to stay alive, and I got them underneath their auspices. If they talk to the credit card companies and they renegotiate your payment, they lower the payment. They also lower the interest rate. I've saved over $17,000 since 2008.
I can imagine. Now, have you checked your credit to make sure that those payments are being made on time, or that it's not damaging your credit still?
My son is a junkie. He's destroyed my credit. It was down into the 600s. I had to sign up with a Lexington Law out of Salt Lake City, and they fixed my credit. I'm back up to 720 and climbing. things like
so you're tracking that?
I'm paying them $26 a month to chew on my. I had like a maybe 12 or dozen, more than a dozen issues, and they knocked them all down to about three, and they're still chewing on it. $26 a month. But here's what happened. When I signed up with CSI, you pay them $25 a month. They take all your credit. You don't use your credit cards anymore. They're unusable. And they take it and put it under their account. And you send them one payment. They pay all your credit cards. But they charge you only $25. Since Trump was elected, my payments jumped to $75 a month. And I had to call them and negotiate it down to $50 a month. And the other thing is they changed one other rule, is if you want to put a credit card under your account, you can't use it for 90 days. Before, you could just do it that day. And so
I wouldn't think you'd be able to use your credit card if you have outstanding debt that you've got a negotiated payment on.
Yeah.
Are you saying you're still able to use them?
No, I had credit cards that I was using, like gasoline credit card, Walmart credit card, and I wanted to put them under it. And I said, well, you can't use them for 90 days. Well, I have a wife that drives a car and buys food, and so that went by the wayside.
Yeah.
Good luck on 90 days. Anyway, I'm down to $4,000. Before, I was $60,000. Thanks to Warren, I'm now $4,000 in debt. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't need to be sorry. We don't need to be sorry. We're glad somebody had some good come out of that.
Well, it paid for my Harley $17,000.
Wow. Okay.
You did one hand out the other.
I wonder if you thought about how that came about as far as where the money came from.
It came from the banks. They don't get their 30% cut. They only get 10%.
Okay. So follow that thought. They may be charging other people more to make up the loss, don't you think?
Not my problem. I'm an individual.
All righty then. Okay. Well,
thanks a lot, Roger.
All right, Roger.
All right. Thanks, Roger.
Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thank you. Well,
that's the kind of thing that wonder, because there are some things that come good out of things, but you always have to look at the big picture. And a good way to kind of compare this is, does Don Carriker like to have low interest rates so he can do more loans? Yes, I do. But in order for low interest rates to occur, the economy has to be bad. And personally, me as an individual, God is going to take care of me regardless. And I think what's best for everybody is that the economy is growing and doing better, and the interest rates go up, and I may end up doing less loans, but overall, everything is going to be better for everybody. And that's, when you say something like, well, that's good for me, but I don't care about anybody else, that kind of crawls under my skin a little bit when somebody says that, because that's the problem that's what's caused our whole country to get into the issue and the problem that it's got right now.
Well, the attitude of Americans. A general attitude of Americans.
The me attitude.
It is. And we are that me generation. And we're raising a generation that is similar, if not even worse than that. And it's become survival of the fittest. What's that?
The entitlement generation.
Right.
We've got an entitlement generation right now that thinks that I don't have to work hard. See, I grew up in the 80s, and the 80s, they said, was the me generation. But in the 80s, there was a strong work ethic. Everybody was wanting to work hard to get ahead, I remember. And I think that we have switched that from work hard, get ahead, to I deserve to have what everybody else has. And now it's getting to the point where I go to college, I take out student loans, and I deserve to have those loans paid for by somebody else.
And somebody else will pay for them.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's just, so there's different ways to look at it, and maybe my way to look at it is not necessarily, the best way, but I think if you look for, you want the country to be strong, because I do believe we are a beacon on the hill. We are a Christian nation, whether anybody likes to admit it or not, we should be. and whatever's best for the country as a whole, for the entire economy, the entire country, I think should be looked at as what's best for me and you individually. And
well, we look at why Roger or anyone else gets in a debt situation. Apparently, he had a son that kind of added to that, and it created a bad situation all the way down. And it does trickle down. I mean, and we're encouraged to live in debt. The government encourages us to live in debt, and they're following suit. They've got us in debt. You know, we were talking, I was talking with Melody Cederstrom on Power Talks just prior to this show, and she was saying, what if all these distractions, they're just throwing all this stuff out there and keeping the American people, ooh, shiny, look over here, Trump said bad words,
yep.
Maybe he said bad words. We don't know for sure, but that one guy says he said bad words, and Dick Durbin, you know, he says he said bad words. And others in the same room said, no, that's not what happened. But the media is going off with that. They're calling him a racist. They're doing all this. And we're watching this, and we're talking about that. What if the reason they're not doing the things they're supposed to be doing is because they don't have the money? We just don't have the money. The nation is broke.
The nation can print as much money as they want.
Yeah.
And that's the distraction, is that they can do whatever they want to when it comes to taking care of their own debt, but it is not a good thing, and that's why I try to promote and tell people, look at the beginning of the year especially, look at your financial picture. Where do you stand, and make adjustments so that you can prepare, be a Boy Scout, prepare for the worst, and you'll be fine if it doesn't get that bad. You'll be good.
Right.
And diversify. Everybody can diversify. Not everybody can spend millions of dollars to, invest in things and make a whole bunch of money. But even, I hear music.
Yeah, I do too. And, I want you to stay with us if you can stay with us a full hour. And I want to go back to where we were last time we talked about those things to do to kind of get prepared and, kind of our New Year's resolution financially. And I want to go back to that. And absolutely, people have got to be prepared. And if it doesn't happen, hey, you're not out anything. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm visiting today with Don Carriker of I Want a Great Home Loan. Go to his website, iwantagreathomeloan.com, because you know, you do. And we will be right back. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Don Carricker of I Want a Great Home Loan. You can visit his website by simply going to iwantagreathomeloan.com. That's iwantagreathomeloan.com. I'm going to give you his phone number, but you can call him right here, right now at 877-895-5410. His office number, which happens to be his cell phone, because he's on the go all the time in his office, is 417-844-5370. That's 417-844-5370. During commercial break, I got up and looked at the thermometer, and we were up to a whopping zero. We're right with you there, Don.
It's just a heat wave.
It is, tropical heat wave. Anyway, as we were going into that break, we were talking about some of the things we can do, and we were talking about debt and being prepared. And you gave us a list last time you were on the air that was very encouraging to me and eye-opening, because a lot of these things I didn't know, and I think most of my listeners don't know. And so I wondered if you wanted to go through that real quickly again. And I know you've got it listed on your website now.
I do. Mm-hmm.
So let's tell them about how to get to that.
All righty. Well, the things you could do. The neat thing about this financial fitness that, you know, everybody at the beginning of the year, they go, I'm going to lose weight. And the bad part about that is you got to do it for months before you see any results. The neat thing about financial fitness is you do it once and you're done. You know, you don't have to do it again for another whole year. So what those are the first thing I would do is get new quotes on your car insurance and your homeowner's insurance. Call around, get some quotes, and you might even be able to save some money by doing that. I mean, you could easily save $100 or a couple hundred bucks on your insurance per year. And that can go in your pocket to do something else. And that came directly from my insurance agent. He said, if you're not shopping every 3 years, then you're probably paying more than what you should. The second one, number two, if you own a car that's an older car worth $3,000 or below, and you currently have full coverage on that car, then if you have I'm just putting this out there, if you have a credit card that doesn't have any big balance on it, then what I would recommend doing is getting rid of your full coverage insurance on that car. You really don't need it, and it's not going to be worth $3,000. If you total a $3,000 car, you may not get paid $3,000 for it. You may only get, you know, $1,000 or $1,500 for it because they're not going to give you the full value necessarily of the car. They'll total it if it's only 30% damaged. They're not going to spend $1,000 on a $3,000 car to fix it up any more than that. So it could possibly be totaled. You'll be out of car, and you're spending extra money every month on full coverage insurance that you really shouldn't have or don't need. So change that. Get it to liability only and keep your liability coverages high, because a lot of people make the mistake. I didn't bring this up last time. If anybody's looked at the price of a new SUV, and I've looked at them, and I'm sure not going to buy one because they're the price of a house. We're talking $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 for an SUV. And if you take your little $3,000 car and you cause a wreck with an SUV, your coverages may not cover everything that's needed to be repaired on that vehicle, plus the medical expenses and that kind of thing. So if you change your insurance, make sure you change it to where you have enough coverage to protect yourself from anything that could be a large cost. And along with that, I'm going to recommend umbrella policies. And I'm not an insurance guy. I don't make any money by selling insurance. That's not my gig. But I realize, and I don't like insurance necessarily, but it is a necessary evil. And so I would recommend getting an umbrella policy, an umbrella liability policy, $500,000 or above, might only cost you, $300-$400 a year. And it could really save your bacon if something major happens in your life to where somebody comes after you and or your assets to make you pay for something. So check into the cost of a liability policy, an umbrella liability policy, with your car insurance or your house insurance. That's kind of like number one, two, and three all together. Number four is refinance your mortgage if you're over 4.5%. Now, why did I pick 4.5%? Well, when I put this out, that was pretty much the breaking point of where the rates would give you any benefit, because you could get a loan right around 4%. Those loans, the cost of those loans, the interest rates are going up. So that may change in as little as a few weeks. We may be to where you have to have an interest rate of 5% or better to make it worth your while. So every day it could change. Be aware of that. Call your loan officer or call whoever that you talk about with your home loans, or call me, and I'll tell you where you could be on your particular interest rate and your costs if you were to refinance, and then we can figure out a break-even period for you. It may be only 24 months. It might be 5 years. But if you plan on living in the house forever and you don't do the refinance and you lose the opportunity to, then you could end up being in a higher price mortgage for the rest of your life, because we don't see the rates going back down. Once they go in cycles, and once they start going back up, we'll probably be in an up cycle for quite a while.
I'm going to interrupt you because we have a last-minute caller here that he just called in, and we're going to go to Steve from Iowa. He wants to talk about debt. Steve from Iowa.
Hello. I got to be really fast, I know. But if I can help one person, I have the most horrible story about credit. It started when I first got married. The person in my family was hooked on credit cards. They're just like drugs to some people. I'm really serious.
Oh, yeah.
We've had three bankruptcies, three, working on our fourth, but unfortunately we got caught because we got a year and a half before we can file. Well, guess what? They're coming after us. I've been to court three times. Now they're coming after my wife. Mm. And guess what I found out by looking on the internet? There's four states on the internet that you can go to jail for not paying your debt. Now, because I was told by one attorney, and then I was told, and it's on the internet, you got to look for it. Just search four states have that law. And the credit card company can't put you to debt, but the judge can once it goes to judgment. So be careful out there. Do not get in trouble with credit cards, because it was scary.
It's when you have debt, you are enslaved, and there's no doubt about it. Quickly, we're just about out of time. Real quick.
I would recommend getting rid of your credit cards. If people that are living on credit cards is a drug, like you said. It's an addiction.
That's a drug.
And get rid of the credit cards. Pay with cash.
If you file bankruptcy, everybody and his brother and his third cousins come after you because you're all free to do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For 7 years.
All right.
Just like drugs.
Okay.
Exactly. They can't stop.
Steve, call sooner next time. We're out of time.
Right, thank you. Sorry.
We'll have Don back in 2 weeks. Go to his website. Everything we were trying to get to is listed on his website. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com. Give him a call at 417-844-5370. That's 417-844-5370. Don, thank you so much for the information that you feed us. I appreciate it so, so much. It's going to take all of us. It takes all of us to keep one another above and aboard and to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSE Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2-pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.